Last week we spoke about the bracha of Malbish Arumim. So we are on to the next couple of brachas. The next bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Adekenu Melech HaOlam Matir Asurim. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, the King of the world, who releases the bound. We spoke about this last week already. The next bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Adekenu Melech HaOlam Zoykev Kifufim. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, the King of the world, who straightens the bent. Now, it's interesting that the order that we make the brachas is we first say, Pekeach Ivrim is the first bracha we make. The last couple of brachas, right? Pekeach Ivrim is first. Then Matir Asurim. Well, we have Malbish Arumim. Matir Asurim. And then Zoykev Kifufim. I'm sure we're all very familiar that in Pesukah de Zimra, we say a kapitel of Tehillim. The second, the one right after Ashrei. And there we conclude, Hashem Matir Asurim. The pasuk says, Hashem Matir Asurim. Hashem Pekeach Ivrim, Hashem Zoykev Kifufim. So it's David HaMelech makes the order first Matir Asurim, he who releases the bound, and then Hashem Pekeach Ivrim, Hashem gives sight to the blind, Hashem Zoykev Kifufim, that Hashem straightens the bent. So why here? The only one that's really out of order here is Hashem Pekeach Ivrim. Right? We say Pekeach Ivrim, then Matir Asurim, then Zoykev Kifufim. And here he says first Matir Asurim, then Pekeach Ivrim, then Zoykev Kifufim. So, in order to understand this, we need to learn the Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach Amud Beis. That is the Gemara, that is the source of these brachas that we make every morning. The Gemara says, "Ki posach eine, when a person opens his eyes, leima baruch pekeach ivrim. He should say the bracha, blessed is Hashem who gives sight to the blind." So, the bracha that we make in the morning of pekeach ivrim is for giving us the ability to see. In the morning, all night, we are practically blind. In the morning, we're able to open our eyes and see. We don't take anything for granted. So we bless Hashem for giving us the ability to see. The first thing we do in the morning is open our eyes. So that bracha takes precedence to everything else. Then the Gemara says, Ki torit tzvi Yosef, when the person sits himself up, Lema baruch matir asurim. Then he should say, Baruch Matir Asurim. Kilavish, when the person gets dressed. Lema, Baruch Malbish Arumim. He should say, Baruch Malbish Arumim. So the Gemara puts Malbish Arumim after Matir Asurim. We say, at least some of us, say Malbish Arumim before Matir Asurim. The Siddur Arav, the Siddur Baal Tanya, it says Malbish Arumim Taka later on. After Zoykev Kifufim, so it's Nishtahi Nishtahir. But we'll see why. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then the Mishnah, and then the Gemara says, Ki Zokiv, when the person stands up, Lema Baruch Zoykev Kifufim. He should say, Baruch Zoykev Kifufim, he who straightens the bent. So our brachas are based on the order of a person waking up in the morning. A person opens his eyes, Pekeach Ivrim. A person sits up, Matir Asurim. The reason why when he sits up says Matir Asurim is because when a person is laying in bed at night, he is bound by his sleep. The fact that they were awake and were able to sit up, that is, we are no longer bound by our sleep and we're able to say, so therefore we we bench Hashem for releasing the bound. Then, when the person gets dressed, you say Baruch Malbush Arumin. Then the person stands up, he should say Zoykev Kifufim, he would straighten the bent. Kinoches La'ara, when he puts his feet on the ground, I'm not sure why, how you stand up before you put your feet on the ground, but I guess it is possible to stand up on the bed. When you put your feet on the ground, the person should say, blessed is Hashem who spread out earth over the water. Kimazge, says the Gemara, when the person starts walking, the person should say, blessed is he who prepares a man's footsteps. Kisai Masane, when a person puts his shoes on, Lema Baruch Shalosadi Kol Sarki, a person should say, blessed is Hashem, who provided me my every need. Ki Osra Hemyone, when a person puts on his belt, Lema Baruch Oizer Yisrael Begvura, blessed Hashem, who girds Yisrael with strength. And Ki Poras Sudra Al Reshe, when a person puts his yarmulke, or his hat, or his her tichel on, she should say, or he should say, Baruch Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. He who gives, he who crowns Yisrael with splendor. That's the Gemara. So that's the order of our brachas. Now, so the order of our brachas are based on, and the reason for these brachas are for the blessings that we have every morning that we don't take for granted. The Kapitel in Tehillim, Dovah HaMelech is not talking about the person sleeping. He's talking about that Hashem gives sight to the blind, to people who are actually blind. And Hashem releases those who are actually captives. He's not talking about a person that is captive by sleep. And when he says Zoykev Kifufim, he's talking about somebody who is Hashem straightens the bent. Not just that a person sits down and is able to stand up. So, so perhaps there in David HaMelech's order, it's first Matir Asurim, then Pakeach Ivrim, and then Zoykev Kifufim. I think David HaMelech is talking about the smaller chiddush first. The thing that is the least of the miracles first, and then David HaMelech is building on that. Hashem releases captives, Hashem gives sight to the blind, and Hashem can straighten out those who are bent. Whereas our order here is just based on the order of the things we do in the morning. Now there's a machlokes between the poskim, whether if someone said, as we mentioned before, the bracha of Matir Asurim is made, was established for sitting up. If we're able to sit up in the morning, we say Baruch Matir Asurim. When we stand up, we say Baruch Zoykev Kifufim. The Tur brings from Rav Amram Goin that if somebody mistakenly said the bracha of Zoykev Kifufim first, now we don't say these brachas as they happen, right? We say these brachas way afterwards. We just say it based in the same order. So, Rav Amram Goin said that if somebody mistakenly said Zoykev Kifufim before he said Matir Asurim, he should no longer say Matir Asurim. Because Bechal Mosayim Mona, meaning if you're able to stand up, that already includes sitting up too. So once you said Zoykev Kifufim, that Hashem straightens the bent, then there's no point to making a bracha on the fact that you were laying, you were able to sit up. And the Torah disagrees. The Torah says, I have no idea where the Rambam Chassid, where the Rambam Goyin is coming from. Each bracha is made for a different gift from the Rabbi Nishleilam, one for sitting up, one for standing up, one from getting to laying to sitting, one from getting from sitting to standing. And if, even if you made the bracha of Zekiv Kefufim, there's nothing wrong with making the bracha of Matir Asurim. That is the Torah's kasha. So the Chachanover in the Sefer, Tzlois Avram, he points out that the Lashon of the Gemara Ki, Lashon of the Gemara Ki, Toritz V'Yosef. The part of the Gemara should have just said that it says Ki Toritz V'Yosef, when a person sits up, a person should say Baruch Matir Asurim. The Gemara should have just said Ki Yosef. What does Ki Toritz V'Yosef mean? Toritz means, we know that Toritz means teretz, or is an answer, tekasha. So he says that the bracha of Matir Asurim is made for the ability to stretch. When a person wakes up in the morning, the person needs to stretch out their bones and sit up. That is the bracha mat. Ki Toritz means when a person puts their bones into place. Person is able to stretch and get put their bones into place and sit up, that's the bracha of Matir Asurim. That's how the Tur understood the bracha of Matir Asurim. And in Mela, the Tur doesn't understand why Rav Amram Goyin says that that's included in Zoykev Kefufim. It has nothing to do with it. Zoykev Kefufim is the ability to stand up. Matir Asurim is the ability to release ourselves from our bones being bound together and not stretched out. And now we're able to stretch ourselves out. The Rav Amram Goyin, however, understood that the bracha is for sitting up. If it's just for sitting up, so when you stand up, that includes sitting up too. The Maisa, the halacha is like Rav Amram Goyin. Well, actually, it's suffic brachas. Whenever you have a machlokes, it's suffic brachas lahakal. So if a person did indeed say Zekev Kefufim before Matir Asurim, the person should no longer say Matir Asurim. The Chachanover suggest that when one is in such a situation, one should say the bracha of Matir Asurim in Machshava. The person should do it in Machshava and not actually say Hashem's name. Yeah, it's also good. But then, Machshava mit Shem Malchus is better than Dibur without Shem. Chachanover also approves, he agrees with the Balatanya, that Malbish Arum and the Brach of Malbish Arum should be made after Zekev Kefufim. He says that the reason why the Gemara places the Brach of Malbish Arum first is because in those days people would sleep naked. So, and the first thing they would do in the morning is get dressed. Even before they stood up. So that's why they would make the bracha of Malbish Arumim before Matir Asurim, before Zekev Kefufim. However, nowadays we don't sleep naked, we sleep with pajamas. So we first get dressed after we stand up. So that's why the bracha of Malbish Arumim should be first after Zekev Kefufim. So everybody should follow their minute. The Mefarshim explained that the bracha of Zekev Kefufim, that Hashem straightens the bent, is referring to people that are bent under their burden of tzaras. People carry a burden of tzoros, and we say in Tehillim, we say by davening also, but erev yolim bechi v'laboy kerino. There's a tremendous gift from the Rabbi Nishleilam that even when we go to sleep crying, we wake up with a freshness. And that's what we give the Rebbeinu Shlomo a bracha every morning. we wake up with a certain freshness, despite all the tzaras that we went to sleep with. Baruch Ata Hashem Zekev Kifufim, that Hashem straightens the bent. I'd like to suggest another kavana in the bracha of Zekev Kifuf. There's a word from the Chiddush Harim. The Chiddush Harim says, if we find the mitzvah of tshuva, there is actually, the mitzvah of tshuva is not written in the Torah. There's a mitzvah of vidui. That mitzvah is written in Parshas Nosai and the Avera of Gezel. The Avera of theft. Vizvadu is chatosam. That is where the mitzvah of vidui is written, the mitzvah of confession. So the Chiddush Harim asks, why is it that the Torah brings out the mitzvah of tshuva specifically by the Aveir of Gezel? The Chiddush Harim says, because every Aveira is Gezel. Every Aveira is theft. What does that mean? The Rebbeinu Shlalom gives us koiches. The Rebbeinu Shlom gives us breath. Everything that the Rebbeinu Shlom gives us is for the sake of serving Him. Says the Chiddush Harim, when we use our koiches, when we use our chiyus, when we use our life to do an avera, we're stealing from the Rebbeinu Shlom. So every avera in essence is gezel. I heard from my father, Zangazint, that that was obviously, since according to the Chiddush Harim, that was the chait of the Eitz Hadas. The chait of the Eitz Hadas was gezel. The Rebbeinu Shlom told him, "You call Eitz Hagon, you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat from any tree of the garden, but from the one in the middle of the garden, you're not allowed to eat." And when Adam and Chava ate from that tree, it was mamash gezel. They were stealing. They never had provision to eat from that tree. We find in this week's parasha that when the Rebbeinu Shlalom, the dialogue between the Rebbeinu Shlalom and Moshe by the Sinai, so Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go. Because he said he had an older brother, Aharon. And Aharon will have Agmas Nefesh. By the way, as a side note, there's a story that the Rebbe Binnim of Pshischa once said, that I have the ability to bring Mashiach. However, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a big feast. And the Abteruv is going to sit next to Mashiach. Abteruv was the Zokin Ador then. And in the middle of the feast, the Abteruv is going to turn to Mashiach. And he's going to ask Mashiach, who brought you? So Mashiach is going to look to the end of the table, and he's going to find the blind Abinim. Rebbe Binnim was blind. He's going to find the blind Abinim. He's going to say to Abteruv, look, you see the guy there at the end? Blind Abinim? He brought me. And the Abteruv is going to have Chalisha Sadas. The Alter will be disappointed that he didn't have the ability to bring it. So the Rebbeinu said, to bring Mashiach at the expense to the Alter of Zag Mustafish, that I'm not going to do. So, I heard this story from my uncle, Ramatul Torsky, and he told me that he heard the story from Reb Shneur Kotler. Now, Reb Shneur Kotler said to, after he concluded the story, he said to my uncle, he said, Motl, the Vestach as a Gleibnishka Chassidish Amaisis. He said, you know I don't believe in Chassidish story. He said, but this one I believe. Because it has a source in the Torah. In this week's parasha, the Rebbe Yisrael told Moshe to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, that he should be the Redeemer. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Rebbe Yisrael, I can't because my brother Aharon is going to have Magen Mizafish. I have an older brother Aharon, and if I become the Redeemer, he's going to have Magen Mizafish. I can't bring, Klal Yisrael's in Golus, they're suffering under Mitzrayim. No, I can't bring a redemption to Klal Yisrael at the expense of the feelings of my elder brother. The Shneya said, a Maisa that has a Yisoid in the source of the Torah, I'm fine. So, the Rebbe Yisrael promises Moshe that Aharon will be fine with it. Not only will he be fine with it, he will see you, he will be joyous in his heart. Says Rashi brings from Chazal, it's a tremendous level of Aharon HaKohen to see his younger brother take the leadership of Klal Yisrael and not just not to be disappointed, to be joyous with his brother's success. With his younger brother's success. Says Rashi, and it brings from Chazal, in the schus of v'ra'acha v'samach v'levoi, in the schus that he was joyous in his heart, he was zoiche to choshen mishpot al liboy. He was zoiche to the choshen mishpot on his heart. What's the midah connected midah? Heart and heart, okay, maybe. But there's more than that. So my father said that when someone can't tolerate someone else's success, or when someone is envious of someone else's success, that stems from the chait of Adam HaRishon. It's not understanding, there are boundaries. Not understanding boundaries. The chait of Eitz Hadas was, you're allowed to eat from all these trees, not from that one. This is for you, that's not for you. And what's not for you, you're not allowed to take. If everybody would understand that what that person has only belongs to that person, and what that person has is not good for me, because it's not mine. And what I have is not good for that person. If people would understand boundaries, there wouldn't be any kinah, there wouldn't be any jealousy. The fact that it was Bara'acha v'samach b'libo indicated that Aharon HaKohen was complete. He had that midah to its perfection. That he understood that what Moshe has is Moshe's, what I have is mine. And I'm very joyous that he has what he has. Chet of Eitz Hadas came about through the Nochosh. The opposite of Nochosh is Choshen. So when the Nochosh brings about Gezel, the Nochosh brings about the confusion of boundaries, and the Choshen is Choshen Mishpat. It's a Choshen of justice. Of boundaries. This is his, this is mine. I have no business encroaching on him. He has no business encroaching on mine. I'm very happy for what he has, and he should be happy for what I have. Now, So that's what I heard from my father. The problem is that Choshen is not the opposite of Nochash. Nochash is Nun Ches Shin. The opposite of that would be Shin Ches Nun. Right? Not Choshen. Choshen, really the only difference between Nochash and Choshen is that Nochash has the Nun in the front and Choshen has the Nun at the end. That's the only difference. So what the real difference is between Nochash and Choshen is a pasuk. Pasuk in Kehelas. Alekim also as a Adam Yashar. Hashem created man straight. Vehem bikshu chishbonos rabim. However, man sought out many calculations. And Chazal interpret this pasuk in Adam Rishon. Hashem created Adam Yashar. Adam was straight. Adam had a million cheshbon is why he should eat from the Eitz Hadas. And some of them were L'Shem Shemayim. Maybe all of them were L'Shem Shemayim. But Yashar was to listen to the Rebbeinu Shleil. What is some of his cheshbon is were, what is a world without a Yetzahara? What is the point of a world without a Yetzahara? He had 1,000 cheshbon is, good cheshbon is. But Alekim also asa Adam Yashar. Those Cheshbonos Rabim were Gezel. The Rikim also as Adam Yashar is represented by the Nun Pshuta, the straight Nun, which is what we call the end of Nun, the Nun Sofit, that's what they call it, right? The end of Nun, that's the straight Nun. The Heim Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabim, the many cheshbonos that Adam sought out that made him crooked, that is represented by the Nun Kfufa, right? The bent Nun. That's the difference between Nochash and Choshen. Nochash has a Nun Kfufa that represents the Heim Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabim, and Choshen reinstates the Nun Pshuta, the Elikim also as Adam Yashar. One of the measurements of the Teva, of Noach's Teva, was Chamishim Amma Rachba, right? 50 Amas was the width. And the reason why it had to be 50 Amas is because the world had become so crooked through that Heim Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabim, through the Nun Kfufa, that had to be corrected. Nun is 50, so the width of the Teva had to be 50 Amas. Chamishim Amar Rachba, Rachba is Rosh HaTevis, Heim Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabim. Right, that they sought out many Cheshbonos, and that's why the Noach through the Teva had to correct that Indian of Heim Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabim. When we make a bracha that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is zoykev kifufim, that Hashem straightens the bent, that bracha is that the Rebbeinu Shleilam gives us the ability to straighten out our heim bikshu cheshbon esram, that we have the ability to become from a kifufa to become a pshuta. Through tshuva, we're able to do tshuva and straighten ourselves out. It's very interesting. If you realize, if you look in Ashrei, all the whole Aleph Beis is there, besides the letter Nun. Right? After Machus Chumalchus Kalilom Mishat B'chol Davidoy Kam Samech Hashem, right? The Nun is missing. And the Gemara points out, the Gemara Brochus, that David HaMelech skipped the Nun deliberately because that is, it represents a pasuk in Nafla, that it represents the nefila of Klal Yisrael, the fall of Klal Yisrael. So David HaMelech skipped it. Why does the nun represent the nefila? It's because the only way to start a pasuk with a nun, right, is to start it with the nun kfufa. A nun kfufa, by definition, represents chet. The heim bikshu cheshbon Islam represents the nochash. Says the Gemara, Hodar samchan David bruach hakodesh. That in the next pasuk, David supported the fallers. Wow, how? Soimech Hashem l'chol anoiflem. Hashem supports the fallers. What's the rest of the pasuk? V'zoikev l'chol akfufim. And David HaMelech concludes, and Hashem straightens all of the bent. That we don't have to be concerned about the nun kfufa, because Soimech Hashem l'chol anoiflem, v'zoikev l'chol akfufim. So when we make the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Alakenu Melech Ha'olam Zoykev Kifufim, we're thanking the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for giving us the ability and the straightening us. We who make so many cheshbonos rabim, and we allow ourselves to be convinced by the nachash, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam straightens us out again and transforms the nachash into choshen. The next bracha is Baruch Ata Hashem Alakenu Melech Ha'olam Roi Ka'or Atal Amoyim. We bless the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we spread out the earth over the waters. Right, the Gemara says that we make this bracha because when we step foot out to the ground, we think for a moment. There is, the Mefarshim on the Siddur explain that by the law of gravity, or just the laws of nature, earth sinks. When you take a glob of earth, you throw it into water, it sinks. But here the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the whole world is water, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has made it that earth doesn't sink. And we're able to walk upon earth. It's one of the nefloyes of Boire. And that's why we thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and I call it a talamai. But I believe that there's a very important message of bitachon here. Something that we never, ever think of. We walk, right? The person just walks. You ever ask a person, how do you know that when you put your foot down, that the earth is going to be there? I mean, that's a ridiculous question. We walk around all the time, and the earth is always there. But yet, when I ask the person, how do you know you're going to have any bread to eat tomorrow? The person goes into a frenzy, right? I have to do something. I have to see to it. I have to do a shtadlis. And when you say, well, there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we say, well, you got to do shtadlis. You can't just say, ain't really in Samechan ala nes. There's a nes every sec. Every time you put your foot down, there's a nes happening. The water, there's earth on the water, and it's not sinking. And you're not concerned. You keep on putting your foot down, and you're relying that the earth is going to be there when you put your foot down. The Korot Alamoyim is a lesson in Bitochen. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam will be there for us every step of the way. Well, familiar, there's a Gemara that says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to receive the Torah, the Malachim wanted the Torah for themselves. They said, give your glory upon the heaven. And there's a whole dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim, and the Maisa, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah. So the question is obvious: what does the Malachim have to Torah? The Torah is all about Gashmius. It's all about, as Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Malachim, do you have a father and mother? Did you ever leave Mitzrayim? Do you have a Yetzirah? I mean, all these things are only can only relate to physical people, physical things. And the Sforim HaKadoshim explain that the Torah that we have has been physicalized. The Ribbono Shel Olam physicalized it for us so we can relate to it. The Torah in its source, is totally spiritual. And that's what the Malachim wanted. They didn't want the Gashmi of the Torah. The Ribbono Shel Olam was Megashim the Torah for us. And that's why there is four levels of Torah: Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid. Right? Each one is much more internal than the other. To finally, so it's totally spiritual, and one has to be on a tremendous level to be able to understand the Seudas HaTorah. And even the Seudas HaTorah are just scratching the surface of what the Ruchnius of the Torah is. In the Maimonides on Sivan, says that there are people that can't accept anything that's not pshat. He said they don't realize that pshat is the furthest. Pshat is, although it's definitely important, but it is the furthest from the true essence of the Torah. And he says, the Bnei Sosker brings from the Chidah, that's why pshat, the same oisis as tippish, which means a fool. Somebody who thinks that all there is upshat is a fool. And then he says that somebody who's only willing to accept pshat, remez, and drush, and he's not willing to accept soy, is a ferd, is a pei resh dalid, is pshat, remez, and drush, right? Is a parrot, is a mule. Anyway, it's meaning because person is not willing to accept that there is the Torah is its in its true essence is something that is way beyond our comprehension. We know that ein mayim ala Torah, whenever we find the word mayim to reference the Torah, the only way we're able to relate to Torah is because the Ribbono Shel Olam has spread out a artzius diga layer of the Torah, so that we can relate to it. And that's the bracha we make every morning. Baruch Ata Hashem, Roika Ha'ora Ta'amayim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam spread out a layer of Artzius over the Torah, so that we physical people have the ability to relate to Torah, and we can then delve into further accessing the other levels of Torah, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid. May we all be Zoicha to delve into the Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid of the Torah HaKadosha. And we shall be zeichet to all the brachas of the Torah. And our tefillah should be niskal b'rachmei ratzon.